70s. How about near 70 Monday? How about yes? Right now, this morning. By the way, Sunday is Groundhog Day.
Oh, really? Well, don't let De Blasio get in your way. Rocked and killed one last day.
It's not a Groundhog Day. It's a Super Bowl Day.
Oh.
But, you know, that rodent works one day a year and doesn't have to face any criticism from the forecast that he makes. Has no blog. If I sound a little bitter about the publicity.
I was about to say, you seem a little bitter.
I'm sorry.
Wait, I wanted to ask you, Rich, what time do you get up in the morning to put out that first morning blog?
My alarm went off at 1:15 this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which means I go to bed pretty early. So,
no, yeah. I'm trying to get a sense of, like, on a cold morning when it's 1:15, 1:30 in the morning, are you wearing house slippers?
I have no comment.
I'm just trying to get an image. Are you dressed to the nines like you always are, or are you in a robe and house slippers?
It's on the couch.
I mean, Greg's described how he grills his chicken.
Yeah, well, there's a fire going in the fireplace usually, and blankets on the couch, and yes, I'm firing away on the computer there.
So, okay, there I don't mean to pry. It's just, it's fun.
Yeah. Thanks, Joey, and have a great show this morning. Who's do you have anything? I know you had special guests yesterday. Do you have any special guests today?
I don't believe so, unless somebody surprised me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're at 4101. Well, yeah.
Is Jack coming in this morning?
He's going to be a little late.
He's going to be a little late.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay. And he won't be here tomorrow, because that's when he does TV.
There is some warm tea from Thank You, Rosie, and it's got honey and lemon, and it's green tea, and it's really good. It's hottish, and it's good for your throat.
Not too hot. It's not going to burn my tongue.
No,
but it's
perfect. Perfecto.
Nice.
She's a saint, she is.
She really is.
All right, so we're out of here.
All right, bye, Bailey.
Bye, Bailey.
Bye, Rich.
You're going with me. I'll see you later. Bye.
I'll see y'all. And, folks, News and Views begins in mere moments. I have the same crap as the rest of the morning show gang. We share our diseases up here. We share pretty much everything. And it's what you get to... It's a weird radio family. I love it, but very weird indeed. You know, people look at me odd when I talk about what my job is like. But I love it. Wouldn't trade it. For the world. Wouldn't trade it for the world. News and Views begins in mere moments.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith is scheduled to be sentenced today. Smith was found guilty of manslaughter for the 2016 fatal shooting of Greg Gunn. Alabama News Network will have updates throughout the day. A husband and wife died in a house fire in Deetsville Friday night. Authorities say the fire broke out on County Road 64. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire. And Montgomery police have arrested a teenager in connection to a 2019 murder. Authorities have charged 17-year-old Jelante Fleming with capital murder and the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Police say Fleming shot into a home in the 400 block of Hall Street, hitting and killing Jones. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happened to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating you? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
Stop playing with it.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
It's not just about sex.
My wife says inappropriate circumstances.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours. I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a... got fired.
No. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Good, beautiful morning, Montgomery. Another day of impeachment in D.C., another day here in the capital city, the great state of Alabama. And a lot of eyes, the lead story in the paper, I'm not just going to sit here and read the paper, but the big front story of the paper today is about Doug Jones, impeachment. Jones has concerns. Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he has concerns about a lot of things. And he is a rare breed. I mean, he's been a good team player for the Democrats when they've needed him. And he can't completely betray that base. Of course, talking about Senator Doug Jones here. But that Democratic base that got him in. But he also has to be looking at what's coming in terms of the general election for that Senate seat. And I just don't see the path to victory for Doug Jones. But he did admit that Alan Dershowitz, quote, he did make some good points on a couple of things on factual issues that I've got concerns about with. That I've got concerns about with. Actual quote. You know, CNN and Don Lemon and those folks have been mocking people out in the middle of the country who voted for Trump, as a bunch of people who don't like, you know, don't like the elite's geography. Why do you always go to a southern accent, guys? Why? Can people who talk like this not have an intelligent thought? Obviously they can. It is funny, you know, you go up to Huntsville, some of the most PhDs in the country, and of course everybody doesn't sound like that, but there are people who sound like that who are incredibly brilliant. I just find it interesting that going to a southern accent is the first place people go if they want to act like people are dumb. Okay. Keep that up. Keep that up. The South will not rise again. The South will surprise you time and time again. You know, Don Lemon, all you folks up there in D.C., New York City. New York City? Why don't you come down to the modern-day South? It's a bit different than the way you'll characterize it. Now, we go to some rural parts of the state. That I'm already saying too much. Anyway, Doug Jones does go on about Alan Dershowitz. He did make some good points on a couple of things on factual issues that I've got concerns about with, especially with regard to Article 2. So Jones is kind of playing the game that a lot of senators are playing. And it's now become this parlor trick, this parlor game of what Republican senators in the middle of the road will vote to have the mustachioed man appear in front of the Senate. Will it be Mitt Romney? Will it be Susan Collins? Maybe Lisa Murkowski of Alaska? What about Lamar Alexander? Is Pat Toomey working out a deal, a one-for-one deal with witnesses? Does Mitch McConnell even have the votes to hold off, stave off calling witnesses? So much drama. Bombshell after bombshell. It's a bunch of crap. You know, there's a great line. I believe it was, it's accredited to all sorts of folks, but it's accredited to George Carlin. If you scratch a cynic, just walk up. Like, somebody sees me out and about, maybe you'll see me over at Express Fitness working out. Do, you know, leg day today. It's going to be a bear. And you come up and you scratch me, what you'll find, me being as cynical as I am, is that I'm a disappointed idealist. I love this country. I really do. Echoing what Alan Dershowitz said on the floor of the Senate two nights ago. I love this country. The more I've thought about the founding documents, they weren't perfect, but it really is the first written country. A country that tries to live up to ideals. And when I was younger, I really bought into the Mr. Smith goes to Washington theory of politics. Put your best foot forward. You make your best, honest, good faith case. And the world changes. It's not how this works. That's not how this works at all. And of course, when you're too idealistic and young and naive, it's an improvement to become more cynical about politics. It's an improvement. But as I get older, from my 20s into my 30s, and I still have a lot to learn, I'm realizing that being cynical about this isn't exactly wisdom either. Being a naive idealist that, oh, politics is just about putting your best foot forward, making a good faith argument, and appealing to the better nature and the angels on men's shoulders. Well, you got to account for the devil on their shoulder, too. And you have to account that this is more than just a debating society. This is more than just good speeches in theater. You know, what has me so worked up this morning is I really did sit and think as I listened to more of the impeachment arguments being made yesterday, as well as all the fallout. And as I was watching the fallout, and by fallout I mean everybody runs to their camp, to their local media affiliate. And by local, I don't actually mean local. I mean run to Fox News or run to MSNBC or run to CNN where they mock people who talk like this. And then they make their arguments all over again. And then they give short shrift to people like Alan Dershowitz, who makes, I think, a great hour-and-a-half argument. You might not agree with it, but people just dispense with it with a tweet. Yeah, I guess that's the day and age we live in. And it made me think of how much we continue to make a mockery of this written country, of this Constitution, and of the very idea of self-government. I saw a very depressing thing this morning. 57%, if that's worth anything, 57% around the globe, because we're all one global community, citizens of the world. Ugh. I'm sorry, I just like being a citizen of Alabama. Excuse me, pardon me. But public opinion around the globe, 57% now think democracy is dissatisfying. Okay. Right. You know, and I've not been a fan of democracy. I'm a fan of Republican government and not Republican Party, little r Republican government. I'm a fan of, excuse me, pardon me, having the public have a say. But the idea that the people of this country or any country can vote on any matter is absurd. The idea that we ask the public's opinion about everything under the sun is absurd. There is such a thing as right and wrong. There is such a thing as process, as due process. There is such a thing as individual rights and liberties. But we seem to have forgotten about those more modern understandings of liberty and freedom and justice, and we've now moved back to the ancient notion that freedom means having power and having a say in power. So no wonder democracy is becoming unpopular around the world. No wonder. The only place it seems still popular is in the small countries of Europe. The small countries. Like the Nordic countries. They're small, tight-knit communities. Homogeneous cultures. They're like the size of one of our states. But these sprawling projects like we have here in the United States, no wonder we're falling to pieces. So I'm scratching myself today. The idealism's fallen away. The cynicism's there. But I'm trying to approach something that is wisdom. And my wisdom, if I can somewhat approach it and probably fail, is this. What we have done through this impeachment process has only not only divided the country more or just solidified the division that was already there. We're now, again, making a mockery of a process. I said at the end of last year, probably in a tone much too over the top, yelling at, not the top of my lungs, but yelling, bring on the Senate impeachment trial. Bring it on. I don't know what I had in my head when I said that. Well, bring on the Senate impeachment trial. I think what I had in my head was some grand speech like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, some wonderful televised presentation. And it has been an absolute disappointment. And I was foolish to think, oh yeah, bring on the Senate trial. At least people in an impeachment trial will rise to the occasion and put on a good show and marshal great arguments in good faith and put their best foot forward. But no. And this is why I think a lot of the people that I've talked to about impeachment aren't political nuts like I am, are tired of this crap. Because when you watch the impeachment trial, when you watch the reaction and the fallout from each day of the trial as they all run to their tribes on their cable news networks, it's just more of the same. It's supposed to be a last resort special mechanism, impeachment. And yet somehow, this awesome power with the weight of authority, as Ken Starr said the other day, has now once again been boiled down and thinned down into another partisan soundbite scam. Where it's a predetermined outcome for both sides. And the last of my idealism, as naive as it may have been, is dying. Politics is a blood sport. Politics is nasty. It's about who you know and what leverage you have over the other guy. And occasionally a good guy or gal gets in there and does their best, but they're usually beaten back. My worries, we're just going to continue to fall for it. I hope we wake up. That I do think the power of the presidency is to immense, but also look at what Congress is doing right now. Are you actually trying to limit the power of the presidency and the power of government in general? No. It's just another struggle for power. So we'll have today the question time, the Chief Justice of the United States having senators put words and questions into his mouth, asking questions of the Trump defense team and of the House managers prosecuting this impeachment. And there will be more fallout. There will be more questions in the press of will Murkowski and Romney, Collins and Toomey and Lamar Alexander, will they move to call the mustachioed man? Will Mitch McConnell whip his caucus into shape? Tune in next time Same bat time, same bat place. Oh, and speaking of, I do have to say, occasionally, a soundbite hits my ears and a politician actually makes me smile. Trump does it all the time. I'll give him credit for that. Trump is, I'm the opposite of a lot of people. I don't agree with all his policies, but I find his personality, his presentation, incredibly entertaining. But one of my new favorites is Senator John Kennedy. Here's what he had to say last night about Chuck Schumer. Thus, the same bad time, same bad place. Listen to Senator Kennedy of Louisiana.
But if you think Senator Schumer is going to be satisfied with one additional witness, Mr. Bolton, you also believe in Bigfoot. We have seen Senator Schumer the last few days. He's like a five-year-old in a Batman costume. He's going to this camera, to that camera, to this camera. He's all a titter with anticipation.
He's like a five-year-old in a Batman costume. Oh, and by the way, Don Lemon, all you folks at CNN, is John Kennedy an idiot, even though he calls you latte-sipping, avocado toast-eating?
The man's actually a constitutional scholar. So I don't know why we go to that voice to display why somebody's so dumb. We're in election year, folks. Hold on to your butts. Buckle in. This is going to be a blood sport. It's going to be a hell of a fight. And some of you might love the fight. Some of you might love it. Just savor rooting for the team and fighting back the forces of evil. But some of you might say, yeah, we get that it's a sham. But we feel under siege. We feel under threat. And we feel like we have to pick a side. And then a third group of you might feel just apathetic. I feel like I'm in the second group, like I'm under siege and I have to pick a side. That we have to stand against forces of socialism while our supposed champions don't defend our freedoms well enough. But we'll see. We'll see. 272-9228. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Hi, guys. Are you alone today, Joey?
For now.
Oh, okay.
Thus the monologuing.
Well, you know, the House investigation really infuriated me.
Yeah.
And I was so anxious for this to go to the Senate,
right?
Because I thought, all right, you know, I like to watch boxing occasionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, in boxing, you have a 3 to 5 minute round where the two opponents get out and spar and fight. And then you have a 30 or 60 second time of the girl walking around the ring holding the sign up for the round.
Oh, it's a great part of the event.
Well, this is 15 or 20 minutes of the girl walking around the ring with holding up the round sign,
mm-hmm.
and the opponents getting out, throwing two punches, and going back to their corners. I mean, are we really accomplishing anything here?
No. That's what I'm so frustrated about. I thought people might rise to the occasion in a Senate impeachment trial, this given the seriousness it deserves. But no, it makes me think back to history, Bill. Maybe all this history we were told was all that important. Maybe it was always like this. I don't know. That I'm not here to prove that. But that makes me very cynical about all the great moments in American history. Was it always just a partisan show? I want to add something to that word show, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's an expurative word that needs to go before that show.
Yes.
To really describe it the way I feel. But, you know, I remember a little bit of the Clinton hearings. I was busy with life at that time and working, and, you know, it was a smoke and mirror show and not a lot of of anything happened. I don't remember Nixon's impeachment that much because I was even younger, and it just didn't mean that much then. But this is painful to watch. It's painful to listen to, and you kind of have to look and see if they're actually moving anything forward, because the Democrats are upset because of the 2016 election. They're still trying to reverse that. And at the same time, you kind of wonder what the real motive here, because the articles of impeachment are such garbage for what they turned in.
Yep.
Those aren't even impeachable offenses. There are only three impeachable offenses that are noted in writing that the founding fathers put forth. And this has nothing to do with them.
Right. And I think here's the best argument against these two articles and this whole process as it stands right here in 2020 is that, number one, not a single Republican voted for these articles in the House. When half the voting public or those paying attention are against this thing, that's a problem. It should be such an audacious crime, like treason, like just blatant bribery, like you shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue without good cause, and where you actually get a lot of people that are for this president going, okay, that's pretty bad. You didn't prove that at all. As Alan Dershowitz's argument was essentially this, boiled down, these articles are inherently political charges and have out these political battles in the political arena called an election.
Well, let me throw you a curveball here.
Okay, yeah.
Because I thought about this, you know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and sometimes I have some really good ideas. I keep a notebook beside my bed on my nightstand, and if I wake up with an idea, I'll roll over and write, scribble something down so I don't forget it when I wake up.
Oh, you're like William Faulkner.
And I came up with a thought. Is this really about Trump and what he did, or is this really about covering up some of the stuff, and I use the word stuff very
yes,
liberally here, that the Democrats have actually done? Because isn't it ironic that Joe Biden gets on national TV and brags about what he does to the Ukrainian president on air?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the thing that they're accusing Trump of, and then they somehow forget that they did not go after Biden when he did this, but they need to go after Trump. Or is this to protect Biden? Because now anything that the Republicans or anybody, independents or anybody bring up, they can't stick to Biden.
Absolutely. Because I think you are ding, ding, ding. You are correct, sir. If I had a prize, I'd give it to you. Because I think it's also bigger than Biden. But I think what happened with this whistleblower, the whistleblower worked with Biden. He worked with the Ukrainians during the Obama administration. And when he saw that aspect or heard about that aspect of the call, it raised alarm bells in his mind, not because, oh, Trump's done something so terrible, because, oh, they're too warm to what we are up to. They're way too close to what we did. I think it's that, as you point out, Bill, that the Biden thing is a bigger, it's one thread in a much bigger tapestry that could unwind. It was also, listening to Adam Schiff's arguments last week, an attempt to keep the Russia collusion narrative going. Like, he's sitting up there playing clips of Trump with Putin and whatnot. So they're trying to keep the Russia narrative alive, to protect Joe Biden, as well as distract from the actual revelations that are continuing to come out from the Horowitz report. Horowitz has revised stuff in the report. The DOJ has now admitted the last two Carter Page FISA applications were illegal, unjustified, and they're reviewing the first two. James Comey's under investigation. John Brennan's under investigation by U.S. Attorney Durham from the Nutmeg State. All this is to distract from that, cover up what Biden was doing, and keep the Russia narrative going. And it's a last gasp, sort of desperate attempt, because the Democrats have boxed themselves in. And what's crazy to me, Bill, this is what's crazy. I think the Democrats probably could have won 2020 if instead of using all these bombshell leaks from high places in the government, using the actual deep state to try to take down this president, they had just come out and made good political arguments without using, like I said, all these secret methods and secret information and investigations, I think they probably could have beaten this president. But instead, this is the crazy thing about Trump. He has gotten under these people's skin so much that they are revealing themselves to be exactly what he's labeled them to be, the deep state. They are running investigations. They're trying to impeach him. There's a leak day after day, bombshell so-called, day after day. And I think it's made people realize, oh, Trump's, he's kind of, I don't love him, I think a lot of people are saying, but there's some truth to what he's saying about these folks fighting him. It's amazing.
Well, you know, when he first got elected and he was on Twitter and all this, my knee-jerk reaction is just shut up and do your job. But, you know, the more time goes on, the more I realize that is his stick.
Yes.
That is the stick that he pokes the bear with.
Mm-hmm.
And he has turned that big polar bear into a grizzly bear, into a little brown bear, and now he is turning it into a teddy bear. Because the more he pokes the bear, the smaller that bear gets, and the more lame that bear gets. And I don't know that they could have, I don't know that the Democrats could have defeated Trump in the 2020 election if they had played everything straight up. I don't think they can now. But I think as time goes on, their argument gets more and more petty. And the amazing thing about Trump, and no, he wasn't my guy. He wasn't my guy till he won the election. And then I had to look at it and go,
right.
Maybe this guy is what he says he is. But looking back at it from the perspective now, and everybody knows that hindsight is always supposed to be 20/20. When you look at what this guy has accomplished and what he has done for America, it's like, good grief, how could you not love him?
There you go. Well, Bill, we've been talking, I just checked, for 10 minutes. Great conversation, man.
Have a good day.
You too, Bill. We got to hit this break. 272-9228, 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios, folks. If you have those old stacks of old home videos, videotapes that are collecting dust and deteriorating on your shelf, don't lose those memories to time. Don't lose those memories to antiquated technology. Bring those old analog memories and bring them into the digital future. You can do that by calling 279-6036. 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. And if you tell Dan Black and the team when you call that number, hey, I'm a News and Views listener. I listen to Joey and Jack all the time. You will get 40% off until the end of January on all videotape to DVD transfers. Incredible deal. Don't know how they're making money with this, so take advantage of it before January has come and gone. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design to video editing. Maybe you have a bunch of photos or raw video footage that you've shot, but you don't know how to put it together. They can put that together for you in a nice package and presentation, or they can do video production from the ground up, whether training videos or TV commercials, online branding videos, anything you can think of. Maybe you're a real estate agent. You need somebody to help film the houses that you're listing. It worked. A lawyer presenting evidence. It works. Anybody who needs video services, Dan Black Studios has you covered. So call them today, folks, 279-6036, 279-6036. And thank you again to Dan Black Studios, being a sponsor of this hour and of this program, News and Views. More News and Views coming up after this quick break. And again, we got to listen to John Kennedy of Louisiana. He was actually a very brilliant guy. Listen to what he said about Chuck Schumer.
But if you think Senator Schumer is going to be satisfied with one additional witness, Mr. Bolton, you also believe in Bigfoot. We have seen Senator Schumer the last few days. He's like a five-year-old in a Batman costume. He's going to this camera, to that camera, to this camera. He's all a titter with anticipation.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Again, folks, Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of News and Views. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. And be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener to get 40% off till the end of January and all videotape to DVD transfers. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios being a sponsor here of News and Views in this hour of News and Views. Look who the cat dragged in.
Absolutely drugged me in.
Yeah. I called you this morning. Were you still... asleep?
No, I was just chilling with
the... I'll ask you what I asked Rich Thomas earlier. Do you wear house slippers on cold mornings?
I do, yes.
Not, see, there's nothing wrong with it. Like fur-lined? Little...
Yeah, actually, yes, they're fur-lined.
Yeah, frow-lined. Okay, yeah. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Here is an example. Excuse me, pardon me. Of the silliness of our politics. And I'd, I can't help myself. It's a story from Business Insider. Thank you to my friend Jonathan for sending this to me. Here's the headline from Business Insider. Mitt Romney violated Senate rules by drinking chocolate milk out of a bottle during the impeachment trial. You know, I would normally think this is so silly, and it is. But he was. He was caught drinking chocolate milk out of a bottle on the Senate floor on Tuesday, which you would think, what's wrong with that?
The rules.
But the under the rules imposed under the Trump impeachment trial, senators are only allowed to drink water or milk out of a glass. Not a solo cup. Not a flask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is milking. I like to be able to, you know, kind of like a sippy cup.
Right.
But it's a flask, and I suck down my milk that way.
The milk of liquor.
Yeah, and it's chocolate milk. It's brown, yeah, but it's chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, how do we know that, you know, he's an older person? He might have been drinking an Ensure shake.
Yeah, true. Right. You know, you got to stay regular, right, man?
We need him to be healthy.
At least four other senators have been spotted drinking milk in the Senate chamber. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I saw the other day where they were complaining that some of them had the Apple Watch, and so they technically were still communicating with the outside world.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
No, and I'd imagine it has to be mind-numbing for the senators.
I love it.
Because, you know, I don't really feel bad for them.
Nope.
Because they're creatures of... They helped birth this whole situation.
Yes.
But Romney in particular, he's such a stickler for the rules.
Yeah, very true.
For the rules. He even made... You know, the left hit him on this.
Oh, really?
But no, not on the chocolate milk. Okay. Remember when he was running for president and he was asked about women in positions of power? And he said, well, I told myself, well, we had whole binders full of women. And I think he was unfairly hit for that.
Right.
But really, folks, let's think about it. There could have been a way to better phrase that. I had binders full of these things called women.
Yes.
Yeah, these broads.
Exactly.
Now, like... It was more like, no, I have worked to empower women everywhere I could when I was in a position of power to help promote and encourage and advance women's careers.
Yes.
That's a good way. And I haven't rehearsed that. It's just something you say.
It's just funny when you catch him flat-footed like this. And Biden, you know, lately he's been the best. He done beat up on somebody again yesterday.
I saw that. That was unreal.
I'm waiting for one of them to just lay him out.
But normally I'd say just forget about the chocolate milk thing, but Mitt Romney is such a stickler for the rules. And like, why do we have these flavors for vaping and tobacco? Why any of these flavors? Like he gets under my skin in the wrong way. That I think I want to see the sergeant at arms arrest his ass.
Oh, that'd be
hysterical. And throw him in the congressional Senate jail for drinking his chocolate milk out of a bottle.
Well, eventually, they would have to just run the trial from the Senate jail because everybody would be down in the bottom, which I would love that.
I would love to see that. I would love to see
that. It's like one time a friend of mine went to Talladega years ago when they had the jail in the middle of the racetrack. It was a school bus.
Yeah.
Well, he ended up watching the race from the inside of the school bus because he couldn't act right.
272-228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Cooper.
Hey, Cooper. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. A minute ago, you were talking about bombshell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, every time something is negative for Trump, it's a bombshell. If it's for Trump, it's unverified.
Right. He said it without evidence, or we haven't exactly confirmed this yet.
Yes. Yeah. It's unverified. But I think the Dems would gladly sacrifice Biden if they thought that could get rid of Trump. Problem is that leaves them with Bernie.
Right,
is just about unelectable.
I agree.
But I think they would throw Biden under the bus in a minute if they thought it would help them.
Well, that being the case, I think they'd take any candidate they got right now and throw them under the bus. This is not the best of the best.
And some friendly advice to the former vice president, stop touching voters.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. It's just weird.
I'm sure you saw the latest thing where he's... floating Michelle as VP and saying he'll appoint Barack to the Supreme Court.
That's hysterical.
I mean, that's desperation.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I think that could work, though, especially the Obama to the Supreme Court idea.
Oh, that'd be hysterical. But I can't see Michelle doing it.
Yeah, he's trailing in the first, I think, three Democratic primaries and once that happens, he's sunk. He can't come back from that.
Yeah, he's counting
on... South Carolina can't save him.
Right, he's counting on South Carolina. He needs Nevada, though, and he needs a good showing on Super Tuesday. I guess he's really being serious here for a moment. He really is counting on black women in particular, a lot of black Democrats, especially in the Deep South, who appreciate him and what he did for the Obama administration.
Yeah.
But he's got to go beyond that.
That's all he's got.
He's got to build that coalition.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been so much come out in the last 2 weeks about the corruption in his family. It's gotten to the point now where it's impossible for some of the media to ignore it. And you know, as much as they hate it, they are grudgingly reporting it a little bit. And that, I think that's really hurting him bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it is, it's true. It stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way you can deny any of it.
Right, that's what's
perfectly
so bad.
True.
And there's a pattern. True. Yeah.
But, hey, talk to you guys later.
Appreciate it, Cooper. Thank you so much. 272-9228, folks, if you want to get in. Let's hit another break here. Joey Clark, Eddie Bader. Jack Campbell should be here.
He's coming.
A little after 10, I believe.
Good deal.
272-9228, if you want to get in. Excuse me, pardon me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all drugged up with this cold.
Yeah, in the bubble here, I made sure I Lysoled myself before I walked
in. Yeah, I took my antihistamine, like clear out all that and a little bit of Tylenol.
Yeah.
And, we'll be back, folks. More news and views after this.
Get a job, yeah. As soon as I got out of school, she told me how to catch and hold a woman before she told me about the first beat. She said, baby, money don't grow on trees. Money don't grow on trees.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We'll be dealing with two disturbances in the next 3 days. The first one brings showers to the state today, becoming likely especially by this afternoon. High temperature in the mid-50s. Then showers diminish tonight, overnight low 40. Tomorrow is a nice day in between disturbances. We'll have a high around 64. Can't beat that in late January. Scattered showers again on Friday. Dry for the weekend, though. We'll be near 60 on Saturday, perhaps upper 60s on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine Sunday. And near 70 Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... and Doug.
What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Take advantage of 40% off until the end of January for all videotape to DVD transfers. But you got to be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. Thank you again to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios sponsoring this hour of News and Views. So, are you worried about this coronavirus?
You know, I got to say, honestly, no, but as someone that's getting older now and you kind of worry about crazy things like that.
Sure.
I can, you know, what worries me the most is the incubation period where, you know, we've had a lot of travelers from China in the last 2 weeks that could have brought this easily over before we started checking.
Yeah, and do we fully understand it? And also, when we talk about quarantining.
Yes.
Like, it's one thing to quarantine, like, one person. Two people, mm-hmm. 10, maybe even 100 people you quarantine, even 1,000. To quarantine a city of 50 million
How
people.
How do they do that, Joey?
I believe, you know, if I'm remembering old, you know, history I've watched, there was a point in Athens history where pestilence broke out, mm-hmm. and they walled in everybody, and it was hell. I can't imagine what it's like in that city now.
It kind of reminds me of that, you remember the movie The Purge. You can... Mm-hmm. You can do things right now under the guise of, you know, we had this coronavirus, so you can get away with things.
Well, and who knows how it started? I guess the official explanation is the tradition in China of exotic animals yep. that are freshly served, so yep. to speak. That might be true, and I'll
that's what I read too.
Give deference to the CDC and doctors who are claiming that, but who knows how this started?
Yep.
It's just... mind-boggling, and it's just a wake-up call again, folks. When we're dealing and talking and thinking about China, you're talking about a culture, a society that history stretches back thousands of years, a people that are now animated by what can only be referred to as resentment to the West and to the United States and Europe, given the 1800s and the early 1900s. I mean, they are very much animated by, we will be this great nation once again, have our place under the sun, and be that middle kingdom that sort of rules the world. But let's not kid ourselves. They're not quite ready to reach out and have a dominant foreign policy. They might do it right there surrounding their country, but it's because of problems like this, that when you're dealing with that many people in one spot, things can go bad very quickly.
And that's something that really kind of curious to me is when they decided or when it was announced, okay, we do have, you know, a serious disease here, how long had it been going on before, you know, they started to actually admit to what was happening? And that's just their governments in general. You know, they don't never face up to the facts with the people until it's too late. So that kind of worries me too, but I don't know that many people that are coming to our area.
Right.
If we were a big city, Atlanta, Seattle.
Yeah, I'm not personally worried at all. And plus, you see all this, what, Ebola and, and the swine flu and mad cow and SARS. I mean, you get all these freak outs. Freak out, brother. This is Macho Man Randy Savage here saying that you should bend over and kiss your butt goodbye because the coronavirus is coming for you, especially if you ate some fresh panda. Like, it's just relax, everybody. I think a lot of the news is just looking for something. But one quick note on China. I think we should be clear-eyed about the Chinese. If I could be pretentious, we should avoid, best of our ability, what's called the Thucydides trap. Rising power meets an established power. There's usually war in history. It'd be best to avoid that sort of situation. But there are some commentators now, like Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, you see the folks on Fox News, are saying Russia's not our problem. I don't think Russia's our problem. China's our big problem. And fine if you're talking about our focus and priorities, but let's not go so far as to suggest this is a new Cold War between the United States and China.
I do say that we do need to keep our eye out because they're always expanding. That's their goal. And like you said, they want to be where they once were in the world. So, you know, when we're all putting out all these other fires in the Middle East and things like that, well, China's like, yeah, man, you guys knock it out. Ignore this little island we're building out over here, you know.
Sure, so all these man-made islands and military, but it's mostly defensive measures. It's to be, you know, make clear to the United States, hey, you try to actually invade or deal with mainland China, you're not getting close.
But I did like that we rode on by and gave them a wave one day in the boat, you know.
No, it actually goes back to a dispute over Taiwan during the Clinton administration. We parked, what, two aircraft carriers right in between, you know, Taiwan and mainland. There's nothing they could do about it. So they said, kind of, never again. And so we just have to be clear-eyed about the nationalism and who the Chinese